Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators head coach John Hines. John, what's going on, man? How are we doing?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
We are doing good. Well. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. And, John, we've been talking a lot so far in the show about UC Saros. And, obviously, I mean, he's just on an absolute tear right now, a 960 save percentage in his last 12 games. From your vantage point, what have you seen from Saros, and what do you think is standing out about his game right now that makes you believe this is sustainable for him moving forward?
Well, you know, one of the things where he was struggling earlier, I give our goaltender coach, Ben Vanacock, you know, a lot of credit when he wasn't playing as well early in the year. You know, he was, he made some adjustments to his stance in the off season. And if you go back and look earlier in the year, as a smaller goalie, he was playing like on his toes, and he was a little bit hunched over more. And he's a guy that really reads the play well, and he's a positional goalie. But he's not the biggest guy, and he's not overly athletic. Say like a guy like Pekka. So the styles are very different. So when he was injured, they went back and really readjusted, you know, his stance. And when you look at him now, he's more upright, and his legs aren't so spread out. So what makes him good is now he can square up to shooters. And because he's upright a little bit more, he's allowed to take away, you know, more of the net on the one-on-one shot. But the thing that really allows him to excel is his lateral movement, and now he's in a better position to push laterally for, you know, tips or rebounds or east-west plays. So he's playing quicker because his stance and positioning are better, and that's when he plays his best. You know, what makes him a very good goalie is his ability to read the play and anticipate, but then because he's so structurally sound, you know, at his size, he's good on the one-on-one shot, but he also allows, when you look at a lot of the saves, he makes some pretty high save that probably should be highlight-looking saves, but they don't look like they're highlights because of his positioning, and it all came back to his stance and where his foot position is.
So I understand it, John. So he changed it in the offseason, and he struggled with the transition to it early. Is that what you're saying? And now he has sort of he's grown into that change?
No, he readjusted back to, you know, playing a little bit more upright. His feet aren't so spread out as what it is, and that's allowed him, I think, to get his footing a bit better, and now he's playing the way that, you know, he's capable of playing.
Well, it's interesting to also when you mention, you know, obviously he's very different in stature from Pecorini, but you mentioned, you know, athleticism. Because I think of him as really athletic in there, but I guess there's a difference between overall athleticism and, as you mentioned, the lateral quickness, because that's what seems to me at times to be tremendous, is just the lateral movement, you know, to make some of those plays. And like you said, maybe make tougher plays look easier than they really are.
Yeah, like, you know, even if you look at during the stint, there's been some plays where, you know, there's been some backside plays. There's a couple against Chicago. There's one really good one against Detroit the other night, later in the third period, where he gets across. But, you know, it's not like these diving saves. He gets, his pad is there, his stick's there, his blocker is there. You know, those are the ones where he is, don't get me wrong, it's not that he's not athletic, but if you take a guy like Pekka, he's just a bigger goalie, very competitive, extremely fast, quick, and athletic. So, you know, they do it differently, where Saros is much more positional and anticipates, you know, where the play is going to be. And then because of his positioning and where he plays in that, he can get to pucks laterally very quick.
Predators head coach John Hines on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, John, I thought Roman was just outstanding the other night against Detroit, and that's not, you know, uncommon. He plays really well on a game-by-game basis for you guys, but he's got 16 points in his last 16 games. How much is your captain kind of leading the way for you guys on the ice right now?
Big time. You know, he's really playing, as you said, you know, since he's come back from injury, he's been such an impact for us. You know, he's producing the way that we need him to produce and expect him to produce. And I think some of it, too, is a little bit mental. You know, the team was struggling a little bit early, and the guy cares so much, and he wants to be an impact every game. I think there were times where he's either a little out of control or over-trying to help us win games, and now the team has played much better. His game is more under control, and now you're starting to see him, you know, his reads of when to jump and not to jump and when to carry the puck and when to advance the puck. He's just right on right on task to where he can play the way that, you know, he's such a smart guy. He's got great offensive instincts. And now I think, you know, he's taking what's given in the game as opposed to forcing it. And now he's making an impact every night for us.
Where's this run of injuries rank for you, John, in your coaching career? And how much impact is that having, or is it having like less impact than maybe you would think it would? And can you give us any updates, by the way, since we're talking injuries?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think, you know, this is one of the highest in my career that I've had, you know, and I'm on one team consecutively, and you know, the amount of time missed by the players is higher than normal. You know, lots of times you might get banged up over the course of a season, but you know, you have a lot of guys that have been out 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, some guys haven't even come back to date. So it's been a lot that way. But, you know, I think it's, you know, in some respects, I think it's energized the team where, you know, you could go through a situation like this where, you know, sometimes guys don't step up, or you might have young players that are coming in and getting the opportunities they're getting, but they're not quite ready to be able to make an impact. But I think because of the development process, and, you know, we've either added good free agents in the offseason that maybe were targeted for Milwaukee, or are going to be depth players for us throughout the year for this type of situation. So I think that's been good scouting to have depth in the organization. And then, you know, we've had guys that have played in Milwaukee, and they've been seasoned, and they're ready to come in. Maybe they're not ready to play, you know, a full schedule of games, but they're ready to come in and help us play. And I also think that brings energy to your team. You know, we do have an older team. We've had guys that have a lot of experience, a lot of guys that have been here for a long time. And, you know, when you have guys like a Tolvanen or a Carrier come up and play, and Davies has played some good minutes, and guys like Ben Harper, like, it brings energy to your veteran players, because there is, you know, there's youthful energy, they're hungry, they're excited. You know, guys like Trennan, guys like Olivier, that when all of a sudden these guys come in your lineup and they can play and they can impact the game, it does bring energy to your team and to your older players. But the other thing is it brings a little more urgency to those players also.
And, John, obviously, I mean, Arvidsson left the game the other day, and then Fabro the other game as well. You know, Luke Cunningham at the end takes a shot off the year as well. I mean, it's been pretty incredible to watch. Do you anticipate any of those guys being available for you tonight against Detroit?
Yeah, I think Arvidsson is a good possibility that he would be available. Cunningham, good possibility he'll be available. Fabro will not be available. And we don't have any of the other injured guys coming back that would be available for tonight's game other than Arvidsson and Cunningham with possibilities.
You mentioned it, John. I know you mentioned before the, you know, the veterans kind of, you know, at times, whether you're hurt or whatever the case may be, you're seeing this energy, you're seeing the urgency and the exact way you want guys to play from these young guys, and maybe getting a little bit of a boost from that. I mean, how big of a piece of the pie is that from this success and this run that you guys are on right now?
It's the biggest. We didn't have the urgency. We didn't play with the urgency, the competitiveness, the speed, the consistency that you need to win in this league in the beginning of the year. It was, you know, it's not a structureless, or you can play any system that you want to play, but to win in the NHL, you have to play with high compete, urgency to your game, hunger. You have to be willing to do the work, you know, and what I mean, you have to be willing to forecheck, you have to be willing to skate, you have to be willing to play physical, and you have to do it night in and night out. And that's what the team has done through this process. And now what's been nice is too, is when you've seen players come back into the lineup, and, you know, I think they see, and it's easy to say that the team has had success. So if players do get in, this is the standard. And we did not have that type of urgency, intensity, and work ethic in the beginning of the year. And therefore, we didn't win as much as we wanted to win. And now we have it, and we're allowing ourselves to have success because there is more urgency and competitiveness in our team.
Predators head coach John Hines has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. John, really appreciate you taking time to join us this morning, and good luck tonight against Detroit.
Great, thank you. Always enjoy talking with you guys.
Appreciate having you as well. John Hines, Predators head coach, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, and potentially some good news on the injury front there as well. John Hines saying a good possibility that Victor Arvidsson and Luke Cunningham will be available tonight against Detroit. Dante Fabro will not be in there. So some more revolving doors of injury problems for the Nashville Predators as well.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Not bad. We'll continue to discuss the Predators when we come back. Taking your reaction on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025, including something that John Hines talked about at the end there of that interview that I think is very, very interesting. We'll discuss that moving forward. Coming up next, this is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.